Chapter 17, page 157, vocabulary preview. 1. Sad. Happy. 2. Clean. Dirty. 3. Heavy. Thin. 4. Hungry. 5. Sick. Healthy. 6. Tiny. Enormous. 7. Dull. Shiny. 8. Comfortable. Uncomfortable. 9. Tired. Energetic. Page 158. Presto commercials. Listen.
Before our family bought Presto vitamins, we were always tired. I was tired. My wife was tired. My children were tired too. Now we're energetic because we bought Presto vitamins. How about you?
Listen to these commercials. 1.
Before our family bought Presto ice cream, we were always sad. I was sad. My husband was sad. My children were sad too. Now we're happy because we bought Presto ice cream. How about you?
2.
Before our family bought Presto bread, we were always hungry. I was hungry. My wife was hungry. My children were hungry too. Now we're full because we bought Presto bread. How about you?
3.
Before our family bought Presto soap, we were always dirty. I was dirty. My wife was dirty. My children were dirty too. Now we're clean because we bought Presto soap. How about you?
4.
Before our family bought Presto cereal, we were always sick. I was sick. My husband was sick. My children were sick too. Now we're healthy because we bought Presto cereal. How about you?
5.
Before our family bought Presto skim milk, we were always heavy. I was heavy. My husband was heavy. My children were heavy too. Now we're thin because we bought Presto skim milk. How about you?
Page 159. Before I bought Presto shampoo, listen to the model.
Before I bought Presto shampoo, my hair was always dirty. Now it's clean.
Do exercises 1 through 6. You will hear the correct line after you speak. You begin. 1.
Before we bought Presto toothpaste, our teeth were yellow. Now they're white.
2.
Before we bought Presto paint, our house was ugly. Now it's beautiful.
3.
Before I bought a Presto armchair, I was uncomfortable. Now I'm very comfortable.
4.
Before we bought Presto dog food, our dog was tiny. Now it's enormous.
5.
Before I bought Presto window cleaner, my windows were dirty. Now they're clean.
6.
Before we bought Presto floor wax, our kitchen floor was dull. Now it's shiny.
Page 159. How to say it. Recommending products. Listen.
Can you recommend a good toothpaste?
Yes. I recommend Presto toothpaste. It's very good.
Thanks for the recommendation.
Page 160. Were you at the ball game last night? Listen to the model.
Were you at the ball game last night?
No, I wasn't. I was at the movies.
Do exercises 1 through 9. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 1.
Was Albert happy yesterday?
No, he wasn't. He was sad.
2.
Were they at home this morning?
No, they weren't. They were at school.
3.
Was it cold yesterday?
No, it wasn't. It was hot.
4.
Was your grandfather a doctor?
No, he wasn't. He was an actor.
5.
Was I a quiet baby?
No, you weren't. You were a noisy baby.
6.
Were you at home last weekend?
No, we weren't. We were at the beach.
7.
Was Gloria on time for her plane?
No, she wasn't. She was late.
8.
Were your children late for the school bus?
No, they weren't. They were on time.
9.
Was the food good at the restaurant?
No, it wasn't. It was bad.
Page 161. Did you sleep well last night? Listen to the first model.
Did you sleep well last night?
Yes, I did. I was tired.
Listen to the second model.
Did Roger sleep well last night?
No, he didn't. He wasn't tired.
Do exercise 1 based on the first model. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin.
Did Frank have a big breakfast today?
Yes, he did. He was hungry.
Do exercise 2 based on the second model. We'll begin.
Did Thelma have a big breakfast today?
No, she didn't. She wasn't hungry.
Do exercises 3 through 8. You will hear the correct line after you speak. We'll begin. 3.
Did Mr. Chen go to the doctor yesterday?
Yes, he did. He was sick.
4.
Did Mrs. Chen go to the doctor yesterday?
No, she didn't. She wasn't sick.
5.
Did Billy finish his milk?
Yes, he did. He was thirsty.
6.
Did Katie finish her milk?
No, she didn't. She wasn't thirsty.
7.
Did Sonia miss the train?
Yes, she did. She was late.
8.
Did Stuart miss the train?
No, he didn't. He wasn't late.
Page 162. Maria Gomez. Listen. Maria Gomez was born in Peru. She grew up in a small village. She began school when she was 6 years old. She went to elementary school, but she didn't go to high school. Her family was very poor, and she had to go to work when she was 13 years old. She worked on an assembly line in a shoe factory. When Maria was 17 years old, her family moved to the United States. First, they lived in Los Angeles, and then they moved to San Francisco. When Maria arrived in the United States, she wasn't very happy. She missed her friends back in Peru, and she didn't speak one word of English. She began to study English at night, and she worked in a factory during the day. Maria studied very hard. She learned English, and she got a good job as a secretary. Maria still studies at night, but now she studies advertising at a business school. She wants to work for an advertising company someday and write commercials. Maria still misses her friends back home, but she communicates with them very often over the internet. She's very happy now, and she's looking forward to an exciting future. Page 163. Listening. Listen and choose the correct answer. 1.
Before we bought Captain Crispy cereal, we were always sick. Now we're always healthy.
2.
We bought new chairs for our living room because our old chairs were very uncomfortable. We love our new chairs. They're very comfortable.
3.
My daughter Lucy didn't finish her milk this morning. She wasn't very thirsty.
4.
Fred was very upset this morning. He was late for the bus, and he didn't get to work on time.
5.
Where are Peter and Mary? They were at work yesterday, but they aren't here today.
6.
Our kitchen floor was very dull. Our neighbors recommended sparkle floor wax, and now our kitchen floor isn't dull anymore. It's shiny.
Page 164. Pronunciation. Intonation of yes-no questions and WH questions. Listen. Then say it.
Were you tall? Did you have long hair? What did you look like? Who was your favorite teacher?
Say it. Then listen.
Were you short? Did you have freckles? Where did you grow up? When did you move?
End of chapter 17. Page 165. Side by side Gazette. Advertisements.
Advertisements are everywhere. They are on television, on the radio, and in newspapers and magazines. Ads are also on billboards, on buses and trains, and even in movie theaters. People get advertisements in their mail. There are also a lot of advertisements on the internet. Advertisements are sometimes in unusual places. In elevators, on top of taxis, and in public bathrooms. People sometimes carry signs with ads on the street. And small airplanes sometimes carry signs in the sky. Advertisers are always looking for new places for their ads.
Page 165. Listening. And now, a word from our sponsors. Listen and match the products.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
I had a problem with my teeth. They were very yellow, and I was upset. I went to my dentist, and she recommended Dazzle. So I went to the store, and I bought some. Now I brush my teeth with Dazzle every day. My teeth aren't yellow anymore. They're white. They're very white. Thank you, Dazzle.
Are your teeth yellow? Try Dazzle today.
Bob, this kitchen floor is beautiful.
Thanks, Ted.
Is it new?
Oh, no. This is my old kitchen floor.
But it's so shiny.
That's right, Ted. It is shiny, because I bought Shiny Time.
Shiny Time?
Yes, Shiny Time.
That's right, Ted. You can have a shiny kitchen floor, too. Use Shiny Time every time.
Alan, what's the matter?
I don't know. I jog all the time, but today I'm really tired. Tell me, Julie, you're never tired. You're always energetic. How do you do it?
Energy Plus.
Energy Plus?
Yes, Alan, Energy Plus. Before I bought Energy Plus, I was always tired like you. But now I'm energetic all the time.
Tired? Try Energy Plus today. You can find it in supermarkets and drugstores everywhere.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was excellent, Mr. President.
Thank you, Ron. You know, I have a terrible sore throat.
I can hear that, Mr. President. Here, try one of these.
What are they?
Lucky Lemon Drops.
Lucky Lemon Drops?
Yes, Mr. President. They're really good for a sore throat.
Thanks, Ron.
Lucky Lemon Drops. They're good for the president. They're good for you.
My dog's fur was dull. It was very dull. And my dog was very sad. Then I bought Canine Shine. Yes, Canine Shine. I washed my dog with Canine Shine, and now his fur is shiny. It's very shiny, and my dog is very happy.
Try Canine Shine today. Your dog's fur can be shiny, too.
Page 165. Build your vocabulary. Opposites. Dark. Light. Fancy. Plain. Fast. Slow. Good. Bad. Heavy. Light. High. Low. Long. Short. Neat. Messy. Open. Closed. Wet. Dry. Page 166. Around the World. Shopping.
People around the world buy things in different ways. This person is shopping in a store. These people are buying things at an outdoor market. This person is ordering something from a catalog over the telephone. This person is buying something from a home shopping channel on TV. These people are looking for things at a yard sale. This person is shopping on the internet. What are the ways people buy things in different countries you know?
Page 166. Global Exchange.
I had a very busy day today. I got up at 6:30, took a shower, ate breakfast, and went to school. In my English class this morning, I read a long story and I wrote my autobiography. I didn't have time for lunch because I had to meet with my Spanish teacher. After I met with her, I went to math class. We had a big test today. It was very difficult. After school, I went to a basketball game. Then I went home, did some homework, had dinner, and did some more homework. How about you? What did you do today?